For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Summer Thibodeau, a junior out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. And Summer, watching you play this past weekend, it's hard to believe that you were a walk-on here 3 years ago. Can you believe how much you've been a part of this team?
I mean, I definitely give credit to my teammates and the coaches, like just from freshman year, walk-on, like you said, and improving year by year. It's something to see, especially how much I've worked for it. So
it is good to see. And of course, you mentioned working hard during the off season. A lot of your members of your team stayed up here for the summer. Were you one of them?
I was not. I'm just 3 hours away, so I'd come up a couple weekends, just work out with the team on Fridays. So I'm thinking about staying this summer, but we'll see with the jobs and whatnot.
You scored the game winner on Saturday against the Minnesota Gophers after a tough loss Friday night. Coach told me in the pregame show, team needs to get on the board quick. You took his advice. 1:21 of the first period. What was it about that goal? Walk us through it.
Coach always says puck luck, and it was a lucky bounce. Missy threw it in deep. It just came out from the boards, and I always played with the whistle, and it just popped in. I got a lucky bounce, I guess.
It was a great goal. Your team held on, and Cicely Nelson scores the empty netter late in the third period, but you guys got called for a penalty late in that third, and your team had to take a lot of block shots out in front of Britt. And I know when I talked to Brittany Moat, she said she doesn't remember seeing any of those shots because your team just puts their body out there. Is that instinct, or how do you guys do block all those shots?
I definitely think that's part of the Beaver hockey way, especially what Coach says about it. I mean, it is instinct, like you said, especially when it's down to the last couple of minutes and we're playing the national defending champs and we're up by a goal or two with their skill level. You never know how many they're going to put in within those couple last minutes. So we just try to sacrifice our bodies and block anything we can see.
Well, I know your team came into the season, people were saying you lost a lot of players to graduation. They were great players, and you obviously had a chance to play alongside four members of your former team that are now playing pro. How much does that inspire you, knowing that there's that opportunity possibly after you graduate?
I mean, it's really exciting. I'm so happy for Tuga, Steph, and Hannah. I mean, they all are taking different paths right now, and they all seem like they're having a lot of fun with it. So it's definitely an option to look into after collegiate hockey.
What are your personal goals for this season?
I just think knowing my role on the team. I mean, from how much I've progressed since a freshman, like you said, I'm definitely more of a defensive offenseman. So just helping my team out in any way I can, and if that means blocking shots, scoring greasy goals, whatever I can do to help my team out.
Your team's finally ranked in the national polls. Do you guys pay much attention to that, or does that motivate you?
I mean, it's definitely nice to see some recognition from how hard we work, but like Coach said, it is early in the season, so we just have to take it weekend by weekend, because you never know. In the WCHA, everyone puts up a battle every single night, so we'll see. We'll see down the road.
What makes this team this year so special?
I think we have a lot of good team chemistry this year. We have in the past, obviously, too, but there's something special about this team. A lot of the lowerclassmen, like myself, moving up to an upperclassman role, I mean, we've really all stepped up in the freshman class and the sophomore class are really impressing everyone right now, especially a lot of the freshmen that came in. I don't know. I think we all are focusing on the national championship right off the bat, and we're coming together as a team and taking it weekend by weekend, knowing how important each and every game is for that tournament.
You play alongside Riley Fawcett and Emily Berglund. You're on the left wing. Bergie's in the center. Riley's on the right wing. You guys have great chemistry. You did last year. What's it been like getting a chance to connect this year already on some goals?
I like seeing Riley on right wing with me. Played with Bergie almost all of last year and love playing with her. She works really hard, as does Riley. It's nice to see us connect right away, especially in the first couple weekends. So I'm excited to see what we can do further on.
You've got Ohio State this weekend. They've got a brand new coaching staff. A couple of their key players are back after injury, and one of them is Jincy Dunn, who's by far gotten more recognition even being off the ice. But what do you expect to see out of the Buckeyes this weekend?
I mean, they've always been a competitive, hardworking team. They like to battle. They're very physical. So I don't think we can start on our heels. We have to start on our toes, like Coach says. We just have to take it to them right away and, like, Hutch said, we have to allow them to play at our level. We can't play at theirs. We have to pick up the pace and set the level right away.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.